Grey Highlands Council has given the thumbs up to a plan to spend $1.3 million replacing a Kimberley area bridge. At its Committee of the Whole budget meeting on December 12, Council voted in favour of moving forward with the replacement of Bridge E12 in 2024-2025. The $1.3 million project will have zero impact on the 2024 draft budget. Staff plan to use $675,000 in provincial infrastructure money for 2024 costs of the project. The remaining $625,000 for the project would flow into the 2025 budget. The $1.3 million price tag is an estimate and the full price will be known when tenders for the project are received. E12 is the one structure that has staff and our consultant most concerned about its longevity, said Chris Cornfield, the municipality's director of transportation and public spaces. Bridge E12 is located on Side Road 7A, near the Talisman property. It is one of four bridges on 7A that required replacement. The plan is to replace two bridges over time and convert another two structures to culverts. It's a unique situation. We have a road with four bridges on it, said Mayor Paul McQueen. Councillors Nadia Dubic and Joel Lawhead asked if there are alternatives to replacing the bridge. The suggested Side Road 7A could be closed at Grey County Road 7, with traffic being diverted using roads going through the Talisman property. The idea is to save the municipality money now, said Lawhead. Dubic said Side Road 7A is a low-traffic road and there might be cheaper ways to proceed instead of spending big money replacing bridges on the road. The usage of the road is quite low. Options to divert traffic could be a more cost-effective and feasible way of doing that, she said. Cornfield said that the Talisman lands are privately owned and that would complicate any traffic diversion options in the area, noting that the municipality would have to acquire the land and then build a road to municipal standards. When you look at the big picture, there is certainly going to be costs associated with an alternative road, said Cornfield. Council ultimately voted 7-0 in favor of including the project in the 2024 capital budget.